walking around. And he held his head up high when he saw that morning sky. Yeah, he finally got his turn, walking around, walking around, walking around. Daddy always told me, son, you gotta keep on winning every battle that you won. Ain't no sense to worry, you worry, you lose your mind. You gotta keep on trucking on down. Don't do too much thinking about what you've already done, because you've got to keep on winning every battle that you saw. A man walking around, morning sunshine in his eye. Ooh, he finally got his turn, walking.
You can cop there. It's obvious you can cop, you know, in the Fillmore.
Yeah.
And these kids think, oh, wow, this is so exciting. And when you're, if you'll excuse me, when you're 16 and 17, you don't think you can die.
Jeffrey Kane, completing the second part of our program tonight. Jeffrey Kane. We'll be back with the Youngbloods and Boz Scaggs and Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks and a lot more in a little while. We're going to take a break for about 60 seconds.
This is KGO-FM, San Francisco, Oakland, stereo 103.7.
Now everybody's in for a really special treat, because here are the Youngbloods.
Thank you.
city light, full of angry sounds, alone, all the people in the summer streets, glistening in wet eyes, try to find you. Walking in the rain, your quiet footsteps turning back your face to catch the raindrops and the kiss that tells me just how much you miss me. Josie, I love you, yes I do.
Things I want to do, too. But I'm 25, and I spent over half of my life being a speed freak then. And, you know, I don't want to be a 30-year-old speed freak, because when you're a speed freak, that's all you are, is a speed
okay,
freak.
Well,
it's like when you're a junkie.
Yeah.
It's all you are is a junkie. Now, it's like I tell the kids, if that's what you want to be, if that's what you think is glorious and fantastic, and, you know, and that's the way you want it, well, lay in a gutter and dig it, man.
Is it going to work on this mic? Yeah, it is. That was a little too loud at the end there, right? They turn it down. Here we are.
Well, I'm proud to be a hippie from Olina. We don't buy the plastic crap they sell.
taking strangers if they're ragged. And we can't think of anyone to hate.
To wander and roam, 'cause I love
And you don't know until you come down just how far out you've been.
Right.
You know, it's really, yeah.
And everyone wants to be the biggest.
Like, I talk to people now who are all, you know, speedy and spaced out and just kind of 6.5 feet off the ground and floating around. I think, wow, man, you know, like, I can't even talk to you. And I used to be where?
Yeah.
You know, I used to be like that. And my God. I mean, just, what else can you say? Is my God, man, can't these people see? But I guess, you know, but they can't, because I couldn't until I almost killed myself. And someone, you know, people kept looking at me, you know, and saying, you know, are you all right? You know, and helping me, you know, can you make it from here to there, you know, all 78 pounds of me. And I went, wow, man, my head feels fine, but, you know, otherwise I'm dying.
You're looking for help in Berkeley. The Berkeley Free Clinic is at 2398 Bancroft Street. Their telephone number is 845-9125. The phone number here in the studio on the fourth floor, if you want to talk to somebody, is 863-0077. This musical entourage over here that's warming up, I really don't need to introduce, but I will anyway. It's Boz Scaggs.
Grand
She makes me feel all right.
In Berkeley, there's the Berkeley Free Clinic at 2398 Bancroft. Their phone number is 845-9125. If you want to call them, and that's a 24-hour-a-day service they've got going over there. I'm knocked out. I've been dancing a little bit. that's what the music's about for the rest of the evening. So, you know, if you're at home and you got a little room to groove and you're into that kind of thing, knock yourself out, because that's pretty much what we're doing here ourselves. Really. Okay, up in back of me, we've got the folks that are known as the good time music people of San Francisco, Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. Woo!
Thank you very much, Dusty. Are we really on television? We'd like to begin with our most famous selection. It's kind of a love ballad. We want everybody to boogaloo. This is called How Can I Miss You When You Won't Go Away. See, I've talked to your mother and I've talked to your dad. They say they've tried, but it's all in vain. Yes, I've begged and I've pleaded. I've even got mad. Now we must face it. You give me a pain. How can I miss you when you won't go away? Keep telling you day after day. But you always say, you always stay and stay. How can I miss you when you won't go away? Italy.
Protest song we'd like to offer. Is the mic on?
Thank you.
This protest song protests all the other protest songs, but doesn't protest this program. This is called He Don't Care, and for a very good reason, too. Boys? Care how to
living in a bright pink cloud. People laugh about his ways. He's been up for 5 full days. People try to put him down. Is he wearing a smile or crown? It's thorn. It's thorn.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We've just been asked to do another song, but I'm sorry we only know 3, so. Especially for television. This really isn't television, is it? I'm going to feature all the boys in the band, Sid, John, Larry,
Terry,
Nickley, and Marianne. It's a love song that I penned myself. This is called Milkshake and Mama.
I sat down at the counter with a menu in my hand. When I saw what was behind it, I hit a grand slam. I saw my soda fountain, baby. She said it got me higher than a kite. I saw my soda fountain, baby.
Soda fountain, baby.
I saw my soda jerkin', baby.
Soda jerkin', baby.
All the gal who keeps the ice cream.
And how's the ice cream for her?
By the time she brought my Sunday, I could not eat a bite. I let it drip all over as I stared with all my might. I had my milkshake and mama.
Milkshake and mama.
My milkshake and mofo.
Milkshake and mofo.
I wondered, heck, would she ever call me dear? I saw the girl who keeps the ice cream,
and not the ice keeper.
Married and had a bunch of little jerks. That's my soda jerk of mama.
Soda jerk of mama.
That's my soda jerk of mama.
Try the soda fountain, you'll be
But if you're going to do it, you know, you'd best be cool. You know, you'd best realize fully what you're into. You're not playing a game. You know, this is all for real. And a lot of them think it's just a game. Oh, you get busted. You know, I'm underage. You'll wipe it off my record, you know, and all that. But I was talking to a kid who really believed that thoroughly, and he's doing 6 months in Log Cabin right now, thinking over what I said, I think.
Right.
Yeah, really.
If you ever get busted after 18 and you've got a narcotics thing on your record,
yes,
you can just forget about every job you ever thought you might want to
really
have.
Really?
And a lot of other
things. It just destroys you.